My name is John. I'm 10 years old.
My name is Chance. I am 12 years old.
My name is Keelan. I am 11 years old.
We interviewed Coach Bob Jones on November 18, 2014.
I'm currently the president and CEO of Brothers and Sisters Emerging. It's a small nonprofit here in the city of Pittsburgh in the Garfield section. We provide after-school programming, mentoring, and recreational opportunities for young people. I love my job. One of the main reasons is it gives me an opportunity to work with young people and to share my life story and to help them see the potential that they have to be a successful person one day in life. My childhood, it was safe, fun, played a lot of sports. I grew up in a home with three sisters and one brother. My mother raised us for the most part. My father, he was around. I knew who he was, but he didn't live with us. We were a very close-knit family. We had a lot of fun. I faced many challenges in life. The main one that a lot of folks may not know about me is that I was a teen father and like ultra teen, like 13, and had a child. You know, in my day, it was unheard of. Heck of a challenge, but fortunately enough, I came through. I was able to stay focused and go to school and raise my daughter once I learned how to be a father later in life. But fortunately enough, I have a very supportive family, and my daughter's mother, her family was very supportive as well. And she was a strong young lady, so it worked out. I went to Waynesburg College. It's now called Waynesburg University. It's not like the University of Pittsburgh or Penn State or the football teams you see on TV. It's a very small now university where I had an opportunity to attain my degrees. There's a lot of folks that I admire who are older, who are successful, but just being a father and having a 13-year-old daughter, she inspires me to want to get up every day and to go to work. And then being in the lives of so many young people and the work that I do, it's very inspirational. I want to be able to provide them with as much insight and direction in life, school, in ways that would just help them grow up to be positive and productive adults one day. So it motivates me every day to get up and to come to work and to be able to give what I got to young people. I love coaching. I never thought that I would like it or enjoy it as much as I do. It's even better when you win. I coached an 11 and 12-year-old team, the Mighty Mite team of the Garfield Gators. We have five football teams that range in age 5 to 14. As far as coaches, we have a group of young men that were once participants and now they're professional men in the world. Some were married, some were fathers, and they've come back to help us coach the team. You guys are 11 and 12 years old. Right now, these are the most important times of your lives. You should have a lot of fun. More importantly, you should focus on school, developing a routine, developing an understanding that school is the train that's going to get you to where you need to be in life. Also, your behavior is important. It's important that you know how to behave in and out of school, in the community, at home. Your social development is so important. The way you interact with people takes you a long way. If you have a bad attitude, no one wants to deal with a person with a bad attitude. So it's important, man, to grow up and to be a good person. Be humble. Respect what you have. Never bite off more than you can chew. If you can't do it, don't be afraid to say you can't do it. Don't do things that is just too much for you. Stay away from the wrong people. It's not good to be around people that's not doing the things that you're doing. They can't help you get to where you want to go. They're not going to help encourage you to do good things and the right thing. They're doing the wrong things, things that you know are wrong. Stay away from them. Sorry, you'll see them another time. But you got to focus on you. Just be smart. Make good choices. Make good decisions.